Well, it's time for our Guest of the Day segment here on KMCH, and we've got a couple of different guests this morning, but our first interview this morning brings four guests into the studio. If you can introduce yourselves, please.
Yeah, I'm Evan Andrig.
I'm Graham Andrig.
I'm Nathan Andrig.
I'm Jillian Andrig.
And it's the Andrig family, of course. Many of our listeners are familiar with you guys. Mm-hmm. If you could just kind of introduce yourself for those who might not know a lot about you.
Okay. We're a family band. We started taking lessons from Doug Stock here in Manchester. And I think we started taking lessons in 2013. We all started at the same time. He gave us an hour segment between the four of us, so each of us had 15 minutes, and we were terrible at practicing, but he was a great great instructor. But we've been playing music around for the past probably 10 years, I think, when we started playing music. But then when we started playing together, it's probably around 2016 2017, so around 9 to 10 years we've been playing together. So it's been a lot of fun.
Are you guys siblings or cousins, or how are you all related?
All siblings.
I'm the oldest.
We are all siblings.
I'm the oldest, and then Jillian's the youngest. I was born in 01, Jillian was born in 06, so there's like a 5-year in between just the four of us. So
me and Graham are just in the middle somewhere.
And are you from Manchester, or what area are
Ryan.
You from? From Bryan.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. Yep, now it's coming back to me. And you guys have a couple of events that you want to promote while you're here today. Mm-hmm. First, let's talk about the Backbone Bluegrass Festival. People are pretty familiar with this by now. It comes up at the end of July every year. So what do we got going on with that this year?
Yeah, this year it's our 45th year. We're part of the committee. We went there for the first time in 2011, I think, and so we've been going every year since then, and we've really loved it, and so we've become more of a part of helping to put it on. So this year it's going to be the 24th, 25th, and 26th of July. We got 9 great bands that are coming. We got people like from Nashville, like Carson Peters and Christy Cox. They're pretty big in the bluegrass world. A bunch of other great bands you can check out at our Facebook page or backbonebluegrass.com. But our really big gal for the weekend is going to be Hannah Harper. She was the American Idol winner. If you're familiar with Hannah, she won this year, the 2026 American Idol winner. And she's going to be with us on Friday night at the Backbone Bluegrass Festival in Strawberry on the 24th. So we're really excited for that. Really looking forward to all these great bands that we got with us. It's going to be a lot of fun. We got a lot of talent coming through.
Yeah, definitely. And Jam Camp is something that's always a cool part of
For sure.
The festival.
Yeah, there's a Jam Camp goes on. It starts the Wednesday before, and then goes up until Friday, and then Friday night it kicks off the festival at 4:00. But we started going to it in 2015. I got to remember all these years, I guess. But we went there in 2015. Now we're part of helping instruct it. But it's a multi-generational camp. So I mean, we've had kids that are like 7, and then people who are like in their 90s, right? So it's all a big variety of any age group. Welcome to all. It's to help you play your instrument with others, because that can be a challenge for some people. Sometimes you're practicing alone, and you have no one to play with. So then when you go out and play with people, you're kind of intimidated because you're used to just playing by yourself. So this is a really big help to get you out there and playing with other people. So it's a lot of fun. So check it out if you're interested.
That's cool. Do you have to sign up for that ahead of time, or can you just show up, or how does that work?
Yeah, there's a sign up ahead of time. You can find the info, like I said, on Facebook. It would be at Strawberry Jam Camp on Facebook or strawberryjamcamp.com. You can find the info there. You can just sign up and then show up and have a lot of fun. It's a really great time.
Let's talk about the songwriters.
Yeah. The songwriters is similar to Jam Camp. They kind of go hand in hand, because when we'll have meals during the day, the songwriters will come and have meals with us as well at Jam Camp. But the songwriters, they have Donnie Ulysses, Rick Stanley and Jerry Sally, all three Nashville songwriters. They come up for the week, and they help instruct people with, you know, if they have a song idea, right? They pair you up. You're paired with another person, and you're tasked with coming up with a song. They teach you different parts of the song, you know, the hook of the song. What's the catch? What's the grab? How does this flow? How does this work? So it's really cool. I'm really interested in it. I've never been able to do it. My mom did it a couple years ago, but I've been busy helping with Jam Camp. But they are really, it's really cool. Like, some of the songs that come out of there are really neat. So.
Yeah. Do you guys write your own songs, or like, do you all take part in that process, or how does that all work? Or you kind of do covers, or what's your thing?
Most of what we do is covers.
Yeah.
But our mom has written a couple. We only have one worked up. She wrote the lyrics to another one, but we need to work up like chords and stuff to it. But I've given it a bit of a shot. Donna last year, she was telling me that I really need to do it. So it kind of inspired me to kind of give it a shot, you know, just try it out, see how it works.
Yeah, that's cool.
But yeah, that's still an avenue that we're trying to find our way down. But
yeah. So if someone wants tickets for the Backbone Bluegrass Festival, or if they just want to get more information, what do you suggest?
Yeah, so we go online at backbonebluegrass.com. You can find all the info of the bands, all the ticket information, all the location of it. It's not at the state park, not the Backbone State Park. It's near there, but just to clarify that. And then and then you can also find stuff on the Facebook page.
Yeah.
Backbone Bluegrass Facebook page.
Okay. Looking forward to that. And then we've got another event coming up this weekend.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're super excited. This weekend, the Five Flag Center in Dubuque, it's going to be this Friday night, July 10th at 7:30. We are opening for a group called Appalachian Roadshow, and they are from the Nashville area. They're award-winning bluegrass musicians. They are a lot of fun. They are super energetic. They're incredible musicians and singers. And they've been big influences. They've been parts of many different bluegrass bands throughout the years that a lot of bluegrass musicians would be like, oh, I recognize that name. Oh, yeah, I know them. So we are really thrilled to be opening for them. We'll open at 7:30, and then Appalachian Roadshow will come in. But it's sponsored by Backbone Bluegrass, this event is. So we're very thankful to Backbone for that, and obviously thankful for the Five Flag Center and Appalachian Roadshow for letting us be the openers. So we're really, really excited for that.
Yeah, great opportunity for local people to check you guys out. And again, coming up in July, to see all the different artists that are going to be coming in performing some bluegrass. So you guys are here with your instruments. Mm-hmm. So do you want to give us a little taste of a song or two?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
We'll stand around that microphone.
Okay, perfect.
I want this microphone all to myself.
Tear down, and why did I leave my plow in the field? job in the town. Well, the girl ran off with somebody else. The taverns they took all my pay. And here I stand where the old home stood before they took it away. Now the geese fly south and the cold wind moans as I sit here and hang my head. I've lost my love, I've lost my home, and now I wish that I was dead. What have they done to the old homelands? Why did they tear down? And why did I leave my plow in the field and look for a job in the town? Yes, why did I leave my plow in the field and look for a job in the town?
That was wonderful. Do you have another one that you want to perform too?
Yeah, we have another one in mind. We, you know, bluegrass, a lot of people imagine it as that, what we just did there.
Mm-hmm.
Or like a hee-haw, like if you ever remember that.
Yep,
that
I remember
TV
that show.
But it can be a lot of different things. And we've tried our hands at a lot of variety. So since this is a variety station, we figured we'd throw in one of our most out there songs to play on bluegrass instruments.
Very nice.
This is Shaboom.
Life could be a dream. Life could be a dream. Shaboom.
Oh, life could be a dream. If I could take you up to paradise up above. You would tell me I'm the only one that you love. Life could be a dream.
Sweetheart, hello, hello again. Shaboom, it over, we meet again.
Life could be a dream.
Shaboom.
If only all my precious plans would come true.
Shaboom.
If you would let me spend my whole life loving you. Life could be a dream, sweetheart.
Every time I look at you, something is on my mind.
Shaboom, if I could take you up to paradise up above. Shaboom, and tell me, darling, I'm the only one that you love. Life could be a dream, sweetheart, hello, and now again. Shaboom, and over we meet again, boom.
Da-da-ding-dong-a-lang-a-lang-a-lang-a-lang-a-lang-a-lang-a-lang-a-lang-a-lang-a-lang-a-lang-a-lang-a-lang-a-lang-a-lang-a-lang-a-lang-a-lang-a-lang-a-lang-a-lang-a-lang-a-lang-a-lang-a-lang-a-lang-a-lang-a-lang-a-lang-a-lang-a-lang-a-lang-a-lang-a-lang-a-lang-a-lang-a-lang-a-lang-a-lang-a-lang-a-lang-a-lang-a-lang-a-lang-a-lang-a-lang-a-lang-a-lang-a-lang-a-lang-a-lang-a-lang-a-lang-a-lang-a-lang-a-lang-a-lang-a-lang-a-lang-a-lang-a-lang-a-lang-a-lang-a-lang-a-lang-a-lang-a-lang-a-lang-a-lang-a-lang-a-lang-a-lang-a-lang-a-l
let me dream, sweetheart. Shaboom, shaboom, sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, shaboom, shaboom, sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, shaboom, shaboom, sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, shaboom. Every time I look at you, something is on my mind.
If you do what I want to do, maybe it will be so fine.
Oh, life could be a dream, shaboom, if I could take you up to paradise up above. Shaboom, and tell me, darling, I'm the only one that you love. Life could be a dream, sweetheart, I love you. Shaboom, and up and we meet you, boom.
Goodness, I don't even have words. That was like incredible.
Thank you.
You are so, so talented.
Well, thank you. Appreciate
That's amazing.
That.
What do you guys enjoy about all of this and performing and playing together?
Well, it's a little early in the morning to sing that. But we enjoy singing together. When we were growing up, we would all sit in the car and our dad loves music, and our mom does too. But our dad likes to sing, and he kind of influenced us in singing along with all everything we hear on the radio.
Yeah.
So we really like singing together. We just mess around on stage. It's just a lot of fun to just be together and.
And that's okay.
Yeah, the music that we're playing, we just like to have a good time, I guess. Who doesn't?
Oh my gosh. And just the two like different songs that you chose there.
Mm-hmm.
So different, but oh my gosh, you just like nailed each one. That was perfect.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, we like to play what we like to listen to, you know, songs that we like to play, we like to play them, you know.
Yeah.
So, it can be that's what, just to try and show that it doesn't have to be the hee-haw kind of thing, even though I do love some of the stuff that comes through hee-haw. Some of it's like absolutely hilarious and really good, but it can be a lot of different things. I mean, I know a lot of, I've heard bands play Power of Love, the Huey Lewis and the
News. Yeah.
So you can do a lot with these instruments that we got.
Wow,
so.
That is just amazing. So it's the Andrig family who we've been talking to. That's who you've been hearing from. Once again, do you just want to run down those two events that you're promoting today?
Yeah, for sure. So first, the Backbone Bluegrass Festival, July 24th, 25th, and 26th. On the 24th, we have Hannah Harper, the American Idol winner. She's going to be with us in Strawberry Point, Iowa. So check that out. Check her out. It's going to be a lot of fun. We have nine total bands, including Hannah, on Friday night. You can check out that info at backbonebluegrass.com. Also, Jam Camp and Songwriters. Those will be camps that are going on before the festival. Before the Backbone Bluegrass Festival, you can find information for that at strawberryjamcamp.com or at Strawberry Jam Camp Facebook, and also information for Backbone at Backbone Bluegrass Facebook page.
Yeah.
And then also this Friday night, July 10th at 7:30, we're opening for the Appalachian Road Show at the Five Flag Center in Dubuque. So check that out at fiveflagcenter.com. You can find more information on Facebook, but also at their thing at fiveflagcenter.com. There is a promo code you can use to get $10 off your ticket. It is Backbone. The promo code is Backbone to get $10 off your ticket for that show, July 10th at 7:30.
Awesome. Anything else you guys wanted to mention while you're here today?
I don't think so. Just come on out and join us at the festival. Come listen to some great music at the Five Flag Center. The festival and Jam Camp, you know, it's a great family-friendly environment. We started going, I was 10, I think, and it's been a blast. I mean, we've made a lot of great friends throughout the years. If you have anyone that's just interested in music, it's a great time, a great venue.
You don't really even need to be interested in music to come. Wasn't when I first came, and now
look
band.
At you now. Yeah.
Right. You play the banjo.
Yeah, that might not be a good thing.
Well, you guys again are so talented. Thank you for coming in today.
Yeah.
And sharing your music with us, and hopefully helping to get the word out about these two events coming up. So
yes,
thanks guys,
very much
appreciate
Thank
it
you.
Nice Thank to meet you. You yes, well stay tuned, we've got another guest coming up with our guest of the day segment next here on Mix 94.7.